This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Adam Mario, Planet People, Co-Energy on the top show, Heaps More Energy, where we dissect the energy market into energy efficiency, the effects on climate change, and what we can do daily. The election is now less than 100 days away and counting. And the fascinating part about it all is that this is going to be the most energetic, excuse the pun, election yet known to our electorate. Came across my desk today is, let's call it, tell the government power bills must come down. Electricity prices have surged 20% in just 2 years. I mean, that's the best negative return you could ever hope to have, in one way of speaking. So the question is, how can we collectively, through individual action, make a big difference? Well, if you jump onto the campaigns.consumer.org.nz website, there is a petition that is now over 58% completed, and simply telling the power companies, who are the gentailers who are owned by the government, that we can't continually suck in this 20% in 2 years. I've noticed on my power bill that my solar is working twice as hard now, almost, colloquially speaking, to achieve the same result. This is seriously impacting everyday New Zealanders. The energy crisis is now close to a national crisis because we have no plan. We'll cover this later in the program if I have time. In fact, over half of households are concerned about the cost of their power bill. You only have to know, because once the power goes over the meter, you can't unpower it. You can't unsee what you've seen. And in the past year, a quarter of households struggled to pay their power bill. There is a website we can go to see the disconnections, and that is the bottom of the cliff. So to not get there and to ameliorate that problem, let's see what we can do. Meanwhile, the major electricity companies' latest combined half-year profits were more than half $1 billion. Half $1 billion, $500,000. You divide that by 5 million people and you can see just how much profit they're making per person. And if my maths is right, that's like $1,000 per annum, per person, per year. Now, my power bill is nowhere near that. So the lower my power bill is, the worse it becomes, and the more angst I want to vent. So it's time to shake up the electricity market, stop the endless price rises, and put people ahead of profits. And we will jump on seeing what they're calling for right now. This also has a parody in the Opportunity Party's plan for power reduction. Their platform is right up there. Energy, it's where it's all at. So watch this space. Energy is going to make this election work or not. And in a previous edition, I mentioned just that's a bit like coming into Britomart. You've got two steam engines, one more coal-driven than the other. The two captains on the engine locomotives are one Mr. Hipkins and the other one Mr. Luxton, if he's still there. And they are both on the solar bandwagon. So behind the engine are the solar train. Question is, which one's going to get the station first? Watch the space. We as election beneficiaries will benefit by it. Question is, which one's going to come through? Okay, back to the consumer. What are they calling for? We need four things to happen to bring prices down. A, B, C, D. One, end the dominance of the big four power companies. That is, ensure separation of generation. That is, making power and retail, that is, selling power, so smaller power companies can compete, which should lead to lower prices and more choice for consumers. Now, we need to expand on that a bit. The government that is trying to do the right thing by election is pocketing a huge amount of money from profits, and they're going to take those profits, half of those profits. So we're in a double bind. We've got an energy-constrained environment, albeit the fact that we must be more energy efficient, But doesn't matter how efficient, you have to be four times as efficient to make the same gain based on the 20% per annum increase over 2 years. I mean, the maths is just beyond me. So we should see changes if we can do this split. It's a bit like the, not the Gentilers in this, in the supermarket market. It's a supermarket in more ways than one. Number two, make power prices reflect real costs. Wow. Sort out the market so we can stop paying high fossil fuel prices for a cheaper renewable energy. Hello, National Party. Stop paying high fuel, fossil fuel prices for cheaper renewable energy. We won't go into this gaslighting of the rubbish they're going to do with the LPG plant. If they're going to lose the election, this is the way it's going to happen. Real energy is going to be made in New Zealand where we don't have to truck it in. I mean, it's like paying the piper to who calls a tune. We don't want to do that. When you own the energy, you create, you're a price maker. When you start importing energy, you're a price taker. What part of this doesn't government understand, be it either side of the politics? And I certainly hope that we'll see a balance in power where we can have a citizens' assembly and start talking at the ground roots level along the way, not at the end of the day in the 100th day election where everybody's throwing policies around the place like it's going out of fashion. We need to bunker down, get the energy to do it, excuse the pun, and work through getting the best results for everybody. Now, number three, drum roll, solar, and in fact, more homegrown energy is one of the points on the consumer point thing. So we have enough power for years with less rainfall and reduce our reliance on expensive coal and gas. I am literally sick and tired of listening to this, the dry year scenario. You know, the whole country stops working because we have a so-called dry year. That's 365 days. It doesn't happen in the real world. So to all the press out there, get real. Stop trying to paint a picture that doesn't exist. If it's today, I'm sitting in a beautiful warm house with my HIV pumping away. My soul is going for it. And I am making money as the Gentilers want more power, as people putting on heaters and the like. So the question is, can we maintain a modicum of price increase that's not going to affect people who mightn't have the time to go and change their power bill at Billy? Don't be silly. Use Billy. That's my words. Or consumer was the consumer affairs have got their own power website on that as well. Here we go. Number four, set a long-term plan together. Set a long-term plan together. That is, develop a cross-party energy strategy to put affordable power ahead of politics and vested interests. I mean, what part of bipartisan don't they understand? It's either unipartisan or bipartisan. I mean, how many unicycles are there floating around the paddock? Not many. It would be very nice if governments could have a bicycle approach to energy. Front wheel and a back wheel, all going in the same direction. But other than the solar uptake that both parties are hanging their hats on, it's a unicycle, crash, bang, wallop, whatever, and it's not working. It's not working because we're paying the price for that. So before the election, consumer will present this position to Parliament to put pressure on politicians to act. So high prices are hurting people. In the year to April 2026, 25% of households struggled to pay their power bills. Over 30,000 householders had power cut because they couldn't afford to pay their bills. I mean, I couldn't imagine anything more devastating than just suddenly for the lights to go out. I mean, I'm on solar. I've got a battery backup system and I never paid a brass razzie to get into it. I use the Solar Zero process. And fast forward, rewind, when it comes to next year, you'll be able to get, if you've got a good rates bill and you've got a good credit rating, you can pay solar off on your rates. It is a workable system. I've done it for 6 years. And if we had more time today, I'd cut in right now about how my 2026 bill has happened. This is drum roll time. I, in fact, going to do this. My Solar Zero has saved me the following amount. I just have to get my mouse up to there. So every year I get a annual report. My annual report is as follows. In the year 2025-26, this is what happens. Drum roll. I've saved $212.42 above the previous bill I had I continued without solar, and that was with the power company down Pulse Energy, which is a great power thing. Nice work, it says. Running your home on sunshine over the last year has saved you $212.42. Wow, ka-ching. That's 12, 2 to 24, 12, probably $19 a month. I mean, that's more than four cups of coffee. And it says you'll be on track to meet your 20-year savings estimate by Solar Zero from day one, all without having to compromise on your home comforts. Now, what that is, that's important. I haven't had to compromise on any home comforts because I put solar on board. It's made my life much better. I've got battery backup. But that's another discussion again. So let's see the bills. Previous energy retailer cost over 12 months would have been $1,842.55. I'm a bit of a low power user. Energy cost over the 12 months with solar subscription. I'll say that again. With solar subscription, $1,630. Do the maths. I'll cover this in another point, but I think we need to get back to what consumer price is. So here we go. Last winter, before we get there, 1 in 10 people took out a loan to pay a power bill. 1 in 10. Divide 5 million by there. That is 10%. That's 50,000 people took out a loan to pay the power bill. I mean, once it's over the grid, it's gone. You can't eat it. If you haven't used it correctly, you're costing you. It really is a nightmare. In fact, last winter, 19% of households cut back on food, oh my gosh, or other essentials to afford their power bill. And that's not even having your 3 hours of power, maybe, or your free TV, or whatever. Whew. Last winter, 1 in 5 households went to bed early just to stay warm. And we're talking maybe of elderly people as well. In a country with mostly cheap renewable electricity, this should not be happening. The gentailers are creaming us off the park. So people want change. 57% of New Zealanders are concerned about the cost of their household's energy. 83% of people think power companies are not fairly regulated, and they're not. 55% of people say energy issues will affect how they vote. Bring it on. Bring it on. Vote with your energy. Because the bill is there to be paid, and the politicians need to be paying that bill. So send a message to politicians. Power prices must come down. You can sign the petition on the website, and on the website too, the some of the fillings, I've got about a minute and a half left, so we're going to cover it. Four gentailers, that is companies that both generate and sell electricity, it's the policeman and the police minister, control about 90% of New Zealand's electricity market. Whoa. It has proven hard for new electricity retailers to enter the market, and the lack of competition keeps prices high. Genuine separation of generation and retail would give independent retailers a real chance to compete, and power companies would have to fight for customers. Make power prices reflect real costs. Another one, invest in more homegrown energy. That's what we get about. That's what the election's going to be won and lost on. Set a long-term plan together. So I'm going to finish on this one, and we'll cover it in the next series on the consumer one. We do not have a plan. If you do not have a plan, if you do not plan, you plan to fail. It's pretty simple. So plan to people. It's about the energy elections. I hope you, by the way, have registered to vote, because the youngsters are not doing it. Let's get out there. This is all about the election coming up in less than 100 days. It's all about energy. So let's do this. Heaps more energy, heaps more power, heaps more outcome. Have a good one. Ka kite. This is Kevin.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.